Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Metra is going to court to try to get conductors to collect fares on Union Pacific trains, WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Metra and Burlington Northern conductors went back to work in June after Illinois' COVID stay-at-home order ended, walking through rail cars and collecting fares. But the Union Pacific would not have its conductors do that on its Northwest and Northwest lines and still doesn't allow it. So Metra is going to court to press the issue. Metro officials have said the agency is losing $1 million a month in fares on the UP lines. A UP spokeswoman says it's a safety issue. The conductors are on trains, just not walking through and interacting with riders. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County officials today plan to propose a $6.9 billion budget, closing a $409 million shortfall through a mix of layoffs, cutting vacant positions, and tapping into reserves. County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says a $77 million gap has already been closed using reserve funds.
We've worked for a decade to put the county in a good place financially, and we had, as a result, sufficient reserves to deal with this calamity.
The cuts, expected to be announced today, include 659 vacant positions, 300 of those in the sheriff's office. County health officials are looking at up to 130 layoffs, but hoping the final number is less. Some students in Algonquin are moving to hybrid learning ahead of schedule.
Community School District 300 is switching fourth and fifth grade students to hybrid in-person learning starting November 2nd. The school board previously planned to only have kindergarten through third graders begin hybrid learning starting October 19th, but families found it difficult to explain to their fourth or fifth graders why they couldn't be back in school. The Northwest Herald reports district administrators also struggled to create schedules that would accommodate both groups. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A circuit court judge in Springfield is deciding whether to dismiss lawsuits by Republican State Representative Darren Bailey and others. These lawsuits challenge Governor Pritzker's use of emergency powers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Bailey argues the governor overstepped his authority by issuing successive 30-day disaster declarations and then using his emergency powers to close certain businesses, schools, and public gatherings. Schools that conduct in-person instruction this year need to be ready for a positive COVID test. As part of our ongoing series on education during the pandemic, WBBM's Rob Hart talked to one school principal who says you have to be ready for anything.
This was completely uncharted territory.
Dr. Erica Mickleborough is the principal at St. Paul of the Cross Catholic School in Park Ridge. Schools operated by the Archdiocese of Chicago resumed five-day full-time in-person instruction in late August. A spring of remote learning was followed by a summer of intense preparation.
We have encountered nothing like this before.
And part of that preparation was getting ready for a student or faculty member to test positive.
We knew that the possibility was when, not if.
The school day in school building was reimagined to change the flow of students through common spaces. Kids have assigned doors, separate recess times, and limited exposure to students in other classrooms. Masks and social distancing are a must.
At the door, they do their health and safety check, so their temperature's taken. They're asked how they're feeling.
Parents have to keep their kids home if they show any symptom for COVID, and positive tests must be reported immediately.
And so we have to look at the number of infections. We have to look at the cohorts impacted. We have to look at the possibility for spreading.
Which is what happened when there were several cases in the school community in late September. The school was shut down for 2 weeks and remote learning resumed once again. She says flexibility is the key to navigating an uncommon year.
Knowing that, you know, you could be drinking your coffee one Saturday morning and then in the afternoon you're looking at how to transition your whole school to a period of time for remote.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Tomorrow morning at 5:40, we continue our look at how schools are doing with a North Suburban school district who put kids in the classroom on the first day of school.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.